faculty at UW Parkside, current sconcer and associate professor of education at Carthage College, Mike Kehoe, a retired substitute teacher and a current special education support volunteer at Bullen Middle School in Kenosha, and Chuck Wolbers, a transition and work experience teacher in the special education department at Tremper High School, also in Kenosha. Now, here's today's Education Matters moderator.
Good morning. I'm Chuck Wolbers, your Education Matters host, and today we'll be talking about attending Gateway Technical College. Ironic, we are broadcasting from WGTD from the Gateway campus here in Kenosha at 91.1. My guests today are Dr. Tammy Summers, Ken Riley, Sabrina Morgan Hill, and Angie Becerra Kwilicek, and they are all from Gateway Technical College, serving various campuses, or campus sites, I should say, in southeast Wisconsin. I want to welcome everybody and say good morning, and we're looking very, very forward to an interview that I've been waiting to do for a long time and really, really anxious, so welcome.
Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning. Good morning.
Just to get our conversation started, I'm going to go around the table. We have a large panel here so that this is a bit different a format because usually I'm discussing one-on-one or maybe we would do something from a teleconference. But we're going to be able to share conversations from different parts of the panel. And just to get things started, would you each please briefly describe your professional preparation background and experience to this point in your career and what led you to this career or a career in education? And we'll start with Dr. Summers.
So I graduated, my undergraduate degree is in special education in working with students with learning disabilities and emotional behavior disorders, grade 6 through 12. And from there, I was blessed to get an awesome job at Tremper High School, my first teaching job as a special ed teacher. And so I started working there in the transition and work experience program and had an awesome, awesome time.
Go Trojans.
Yes, yes. And so while doing that, I also was in the process of completing my master's degree, finished that and graduated, but wanted to go on to get my PhD. And so I transitioned and I had to leave my beloved Tremper and go on to work in Milwaukee Public Schools, where I am a proud graduate from. And then I started my PhD at UW-Milwaukee in adult and continuing education in the urban education program.
Okay.
So that's what's kind of led me to this point.
To this point. Mm-hmm. And you had a, and what I know of you in the many years we have known each other, I have a strong desire to serve others. And this is what is a very, very gratifying way of transitioning into, if you want to use that term, into this profession. Ken, how about yourself?
Well, I'll start off saying the education was on the forefront for me and my background. So I started with my bachelor's in education. And once I graduated from there, I took a couple coaching positions and teaching positions part-time. But I went into the law enforcement sector. So I was able to do that for a while. And when I was in law enforcement, I was still educating people. And I knew I wanted to help others, so that's what brought my passion to the post-secondary education field. So I had an opportunity to start at Gateway and then continue to do that, and here I am.
Wonderful, and a great place to work. And we, too, have had a very, very productive and constructive relationship in the time that I've known you, and I've always enjoyed every time we get a chance to work together on behalf of our students, certainly, and their success. And where did you mentioned an undergraduate experience. Where
yes,
did you go to school?
Yes, Rockford College in Illinois for
okay.
education. Keep it, and on top of that, I'm actually finishing up my master's degree as we speak.
Okay. Wow, great. Congratulations. That's super. Angie? How
yes.
are you doing this morning?
I'm good. So I actually graduated from Milwaukee as well with a degree in psychology. And during that time, I was actually working in recruitment and sales, and I had an opportunity to start recruiting in the post-secondary education sector. I did that for about 8 years. I started in the high schools and worked my way up to a director's position and a regional director of some universities out on the East Coast, and then I had an opportunity to come back to Wisconsin and stay in Wisconsin and work for Gateway, and I admired the technical college systems and just thought it would be a great fit for me. So I've been with Gateway for the last 18 months almost.
Wow, wonderful. And it has a great reputation as being just a super place to work.
It does. It is a great place for
it. Just as a workplace is concerned, and combining that or coupling that with all the great things they do in the community, it creates a real, real personal win-win, I'm quite sure. Last but certainly not least, my College Connection coach, Sabrina Morgan Hill. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, Chuck.
Please
how
tell
are
us
you?
A little bit more about your background, too, and probably want to inform the listening audience that you also have a long-standing relationship with Dr. Tammy Summers from way back in Trojan days.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you. Well, I am a proud alum of Trimper High School.
Go Trojans.
Go Trojans. All right, from there I did attend UW-Parkside, where I have a degree in sociology and communication. From there, I obtained my master's degree in management from Cardinal Stritch University, so I stayed local. After which, I went out in the corporate sector, and I did a little process improvement work as well as customer service. However, throughout my tenure of working at going to school at UW-Parkside, I was heavily involved in the pre-college programs, so I always knew that I wanted to give back and have a passion for working with students K through 12. After which, I obtained a job at UW-Parkside, and then I took a journey over here, just down the street to Gateway Technical College, where I am today, and I love it.
Wow, and a strong connection, obviously, with wanting to serve people and continuing to do that in the education setting. Now, and again, maybe you can tell us a little bit more about when you first met Dr. Well, actually, it was Ms. Tammy Torrance, I believe, at the time.
Oh, you went way back.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes.
Well,
I don't know if you know, Chuck, that it was way back and I was the cheerleading coach.
I you see, there's the spoiler alert.
At Trimper High School, and yeah. It was awesome.
That's what Sabrina said. It was an awesome experience.
I was a Trojanette.
Yes.
Okay.
So it was a cheerleading team and dance team.
And dance team, mm-hmm. That's what I understand. Wonderful. Oh, wow, that's fantastic. Now, just so that the listening audience is aware, there's been a tremendous reorganization here at Gateway Technical College, and that's mostly what I want to focus on this morning, and especially the decisions that potential students or prospective students might make as they're preparing to consider going to Gateway Technical College, and it could be in any number of settings. So as opposed to the somewhat traditional expectations that people may remember from years past, I'd like you to clarify your titles as your roles are discussed, and so that the listening audience can be aware of what it is that you do, since some may be unfamiliar to what those roles are. And typically you would think, oh, I've got to go through the registration office, or I submit my application to this person, and maybe they'll lose it and it gets dropped behind a filing cabinet or something like that, and then I've got to go and do some other registration thing and wait in long lines and so forth. I'm going to open some of these questions to anybody, but I'll let Dr. Summers get teed off so that at least this way we find out what the individual roles are.
So I was last year in July promoted to Dean of Learning Success.
Well, congratulations.
And so thank you so much. This was a new role that was created. And so previously to that, I was Administrator and Director of Student Support. And that included support specialists, which Ken is one of our awesome support specialists, as well as the disability support group, as well as the student support counselors, and the TRIO program, and multicultural. And so I had all of the support services. So last July, I was given this promotion to Dean of Learning Success, and that
you
also...
You weren't given this. You earned it.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
I really want to concentrate on the most positive and certainly accurate and appropriate terminology, but please continue. This is fascinating.
So I look at it as an opportunity, and I feel blessed that, you know, those above me felt like I would be a good fit. And so from there, I added on to my previous duties, taking over tutoring services at Gateway, okay, as well as testing services here at the college, in addition to student life and all of those student engagement activities that we want students to be a part of, because we know student engagement also impacts their retention and completion as they persist on through graduation. So the Learning Success Department really came together last July, and that is only one half of our awesome team that we have here at the college. And so the other half of our team under the entire Student Success Division would be the student services side. And I know Angie and Sabrina will really be able to go more in depth about that regarding admissions and College Connection and those services, that kind of thing.
And that's great, and exactly to the point of what I wanted to focus on. And so that folks that are listening that are familiar with Gateway Technical College and accessing programming at Gateway Technical College, how does it that you've gone from student support to student success? How does that reorganization or that look or that focus differ from what people were typically used to in the past?
Right. So our entire division is the Student Success Division, and we are considered a team of experts, and so we operate under that model. Mm-hmm. And so our entire division is Student Success, and then within that division are two areas, Learning Success and then the Student Services side of that. So my Learning Success side is more of the support services, tutoring, all of those kinds of things, okay, where the student services side is more of the services that are going to help them when they are a prospective student and entering in the admissions process and all of those things, getting them into the college.
Okay.
And so I know I feel confident that my colleagues here will be able to explain from A to Z on the student services side what happens for a prospective student. We want all the listeners to know that for sure.
Sure, sure. Wonderful. Thank you for your contribution. And I think from here we'll go right next to you with Angie and let her talk about her half, I should say, of student success, which is the support capacity.
No, the services.
Student services.
There you go. Yes,
I've got words down here that it was support. Go ahead, please.
So, thanks, Chuck. Really what we do on my end of things and actually in the student services part, it's really trying to get the prospective students, just their experts in getting them into school. So when they first come to Gateway and they say that they're interested, we work with them in several different things. So my team is the new student specialist, formerly also known as the coaches, and College Connection. And really what we do is we work with prospective adults and high school students and getting them into Gateway, whether they're looking to come straight out of high school or whether they're a non-traditional student going back to school. It's our goal to show them all that Gateway has to offer them and to work with them from the time they walk in the door until the time that they start classes. So also beneath us, it's not beneath us, it's also alongside of us, is really we have a couple different departments in between us that we work with on a daily basis, and that's actually the finance department is with us, student finance specials are with us, financial aid. We also have the admissions department that works with us, and we have student support counselors on Tammy's end that works with us. So any service that they need within them when they're looking to go to school, we also have advisors as well, too. So
to ensure they're successful when they
correct.
Get here. Very, very good. That's that makes a lot of sense. Is it more than just reconstructed vocabulary for anyone and you know?
I think over the years, it's not in the most recent thing. Everybody's pretty much doing very similar roles than what they had before. But over the years, we really have our experts, and they focus on one particular area of the college, so they can focus on that. For example, the new student specialists focus mainly on recruitment and getting the students in, while the finance specialists will focus on getting them applied to financial aid, grants, or anything that they may need help doing. And advisors really focus on advising them to schools. So we all have our special experts in helping mm-hmm. the student versus in the previous years, we had counselors who just did everything all at
uh-huh.
once. So we really separated that out for the students so that they get the unique service they need from each individual.
Wonderful.
I think that's an excellent example with the counselors. Before they were, 3 years ago, they were just kind of counselors who were generalists who did everything. They reviewed graduation audits, talked to the students about what courses to take. They kind of met with them and talked about all things, where 3 years ago, our Student Success Division made a decision to have the support counselors who deal with all those life barriers and challenges that come up that could impede on us really holding on to a student, or it could derail their education altogether.
Right.
So the support counselors are all licensed professional counselors who can have short-term kinds of sessions with them and then make referrals out to the community. And then we have our academic advisors who handle all of that academic business regarding credits and registration and that kind of thing. So I think Angie brings up an excellent point. That role, I think, is the one that's the most distinct that did separate, mm-hmm. where before they were all doing that all in one.
Oh, okay. So it almost like a specialist on an assembly line in a way, outside of the fact that I truly get the impression that when you come to Gateway Technical College nowadays, there is a sense that we're glad you're here. We're going to answer your questions. And if we can't, we're going to find an answer for you. Don't go anywhere. And there's a very, very caring component to that. And you mentioned some really, really good points as well. I think that people would be impressed to know that you have licensed professional counselors doing this, and that is not an easy credential to obtain. It's not one that is given. Again, it's one that is earned, and speaks highly to the level of professionalism that the community can expect. I will go to our College Connection coach, because Angie mentioned the College Connection coach, and I'm going to let Sabrina talk about that a little bit, because that's a term that I'm perhaps not a lot of people are familiar with. I know she's a new student specialist by title, but I'm going to let her talk a little bit more about the College Connection Coach mechanism also.
Well, I think as Tammy and Angie explained, we did have the restructure, the reorganization, and so prior to, it was the College Connection Coach model. However, as Angie mentioned, we are now new student specialists, so pretty much we are doing the same thing. We just have an expanded team. So before it was 4 of us, now it's 10 of us, which is great, which means that we're able to serve cohesively and more of a larger part, more students as well. So as you know, I am at Trimper on a weekly.
Every Thursday.
Yes, every Thursday. So we're still there to support the high school students as well as the adult students with their admissions process.
Okay, so is a College Connection a College Connection coach then is not specifically designed, is not one of those that someone who is a non-traditional student, maybe someone from the community who's not in high school, it's not like they can't talk to a College Connection coach. That would be a new student specialist.
Correct.
If I'm hearing that, okay.
Yeah. So it used to be the term College Connection Coach, but we serve in the same capacity. So I'm still the same person.
Absolutely.
we still do the same.
People are not taken out of the game simply because of a title.
That's correct. So we're still servicing the students in the same manner. It's just expanded, so high school students and adult students. So we're serving our whole community.
Excellent. And I think that saving somewhat the best till last, because I have a tremendous amount of respect for what Ken does. And I think if anyone knows me, a certain sense of appreciation for and going outside the lines every once in a while or thinking outside the box. And Ken's going to talk a little bit to some of his responsibilities. And I'm going to let him get started as to what his title is and speak to us a little bit about non-traditional occupations, because I'm going to refer to them as NTOs throughout the rest of our discussion, so that people who are listening will know what we're talking about in terms of non-traditional occupations. But that's only a part of your responsibility.
Yeah. I'll start off, Ken Riley, Student Support Specialist for Gateway. And I oversee the non-traditional occupations program as well as the step-up program. I'm going to talk about the non-traditional first, because both of them kind of go hand in hand. So non-traditional occupations is pretty much any gender, male or female, which occupies less than 25% of that occupation. For an example, I'll say a female that's going into nursing. I'm sorry, I'll correct that. A female that's going into engineering or welding. And the male that's going into nursing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So what I do is I support those students. My main goal is to make sure that they pick a program that they enjoy, that they're comfortable with, make sure that they graduate from that program, and also find a job in that specific field.
Mm-hmm. So is it easier, and what's the objective behind all that?
The objective is just to make sure that they actually have a voice for them, for those type of students. We want to make sure that they're comfortable first coming to our school and being in those programs. We provide those with the tools that they're going to need to be successful. We're going to give them some training. We're going to give them a lot of tools. We have workshops available. We also, like I said, I'm part of the support. We're going to also give them additional support if needed.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind, there's all types of barriers of being in the non-traditional occupations program. And my job is to uplift those barriers so they can focus on school and eventually find a job when that time is available.
So eliminate the barriers and create access for people that might not have ordinarily been able to feel the same kind of confidence going into an area that they have a passion for.
Absolutely.
And this comes as no surprise to my 4 guests. I've been a very vociferous and consistent advocate and interested party in getting some of our young guys that are involved with construction systems, for example. They want to be carpenters, and they are working in concrete and so forth and so on. There's a tremendous call for those folks to be involved in interior design.
Absolutely.
And is interior design still seen as a largely female-represented
occupation? Yes, I actually got a couple of students that's in interior design, and we want to make sure that we're representing them the best way we know how,
okay,
as well as for them and as well as for the college.
Very, very important. I see a tremendous amount of potential there. We'll continue, and don't worry, Ken, I will be coming back to you because from our conversations in the past, you know we're going to hit this hard. Now, why consider Gateway Technical College not one of the many fine four-year baccalaureate programs that exist in our area? What's the difference? And I'll let Tammy start, and then if anyone else wants to join in and contribute, I really appreciate it.
I always had an interest in working in the technical college system. I feel like it's a place where people can come, gain skills, and immediately be able to go out into the community and mm-hmm. seek out employment. And so for me, I had an interest in wanting to work in the technical college system. I've been privileged also to work in 4 year, as well as in urban school districts, and obviously starting my teaching career in Kenosha Unified. Mm-hmm. But the technical college system to me says that you can come, get immediate skills and training, and then go right out into the workplace. And I think nowadays where people are looking for employment that they could support their families and they can go out right away, it's definitely a draw for a lot mm-hmm. of people. And I also feel like, my home base and at my core, I will always be that special ed teacher that was at Tremper High School. And so I feel like four-year college isn't necessarily the right fit for all students. And so you want to have lots of options for people to consider. And so if four-year isn't the right fit for you, and you want to do something where you work with your hands or you want to consider other options, I think going into the technical college system, and certainly I would obviously support you coming to Gateway Technical College.
Sure. And before anyone else wants to add in even briefly, I'm going to do a recast here in just a second, but I've heard it said that at technical college we teach you how. And at the four-year college, they teach you why. Mm-hmm. Is that a true assessment, Ken? And from the non-traditional standpoint, I told you I was going to get you, so may as well get ready to weigh in.
Oh, no problem. Yes, that's absolutely correct. I'm going to just speak on the two-year. We teach you how. We got tons of hands-on activities. Like Tammy stated earlier, she's explained A to Z as a visual. Point A is A, and the ending point is Z. We want to make sure we get our students at point A, and at the end of the day, we want to get them to point Z. We're going to teach them how to get to the end point. There may be some barriers along the way, but we're going to be with them every step of the way. Like I said, I'm in the support area. We're going to support them mm-hmm. all steps of the way to make sure they be successful.
Angie, would you say that the students that graduate or complete Gateway Technical College then are more marketable, have marketable, measurable marketable skills as opposed to just that four-year, or not just that, but as to their four-year counterpart, their four-year graduate counterpart?
Absolutely. We strongly believe in the technical colleges because they are training you to do a specialized field and to get into the workplace. And we all support the four-year colleges and moving on because if that's the best thing for our students, we want to be able to move them on to a four-year college. But the main thing that we provide here at Gateway is that technical experience so they can be working and provide for the family. You can't turn on a TV station or read the news without talking about student debt and student loan debt, too. And that's another thing that the technical colleges
absolutely crushing.
Offer for you is, to be able to finish a two-year degree at a cheaper cost to you, but also to be able to continue on to the four-year degree for, half the cost that they would have if they started in the four-year colleges.
And now this speaks to my interest. What you're saying is after you completed a technical degree at Gateway Technical College and got a start in a marketable, measurable skill area, there's no expiration date on getting a bachelor's degree?
No, there's no expiration date on getting a bachelor's degree. We definitely, we want our students to succeed, but we also want to get them in the workforce. So if they want to start working and want to continue on to a four-year school, we definitely will support them in any way we can. Gateway has a lot of articulation agreements with the four-year schools that we want to be able to connect them in any choice that they may have.
I'm glad you said that, and this leaves room for another program, and I want to write this down or copy this down as a note. for something we could follow up on at a later date and in another show. I think that's terribly important to remember. But this is WGTD and the Education Matters show. Today we're talking about attending Gateway Technical College with our guests, Dr. Tammy Summers, Ken Riley, Sabrina Morgan-Hill, and Angie Becerra-Kwilacek. They are all from Gateway Technical College and serve various campus sites in southeast Wisconsin. And leaving and going next to bring out some information about the College Connection Coach. From there, where does the College Connection Coach mechanism enter the picture, and what does it attempt to do? In other words, is it only for high school? And I had attempted to target Angie with this, and but I think that Sabrina can speak to this also because she was just at our school yesterday.
Well, I think it's important to understand the College Connection Program. We really have two entities of it. We do have a Director of College Connection that actually works with the administration team. And Jane Finkenbein's role, she's our director, is really to work with the administration team and help us to make the articulation agreements with the high schools and get the transcripted credit teachers and the youth option students and youth apprenticeship programs really connected and get as many as we can for our district. And then we actually have the new student specialist who work with generally just our students and getting them through the application process, whether it be for transcripted credit, for youth options, youth apprenticeship, or just to come to Gateway in general. They're really there for the students on a weekly basis and to help them through that process in the actual high school so they don't have to leave the high schools and come on campus and do all that stuff for them. Because we do know as high school students, their time is limited, and we want to make sure that they understand that they have resources available to them on a weekly basis.
Well, so if someone from out of high school is interested in learning more about Gateway Technical College and attending, how would they go about doing that, Sabrina? In other words, would they have to go to the high school and say, I want to talk to the College Connection Coach?
Well, if they are at a high school and an adult student, they can certainly start off at Gateway at any of our campus, and one of the experts will, you know, determine who they would need to be connected with. So they wouldn't have to necessarily go back to their high schools. We are on campus here as well. In Kenosha, there's four of us, so someone is here on a daily basis to meet with those students to determine whether they need to go into a program or help them through the admissions process, or if they're looking at which program they want to go to. We have career counselors as well, so we're everywhere.
So if someone, it's not an especially large campus in terms of lots and lots and lots of different buildings, but if I happen to find a convenient parking place next to the BioCat and walk in, and I wanted to get information about attending Gateway Technical College, how do I know that I'm going to be asking the right person there or getting in the right direction? It would almost seem like it could be somewhat daunting or frustrating unless someone was ready to say, hey, let me head you in the right direction, and we'll let you talk to a new student specialist.
I could touch on that a little bit. From my department.
Go ahead, Ken.
If we see someone that's coming here, we treat them as family when they directly walk into our doors. If someone comes in looking for information from me, I would make sure they get to the right place they would need to. I'll be by their side, get them to the right department, make sure they get all the resources they need. I'll probably exchange information with them for a prospective student. I'm going to relay that information to the next department that needs to take care of that student, and I'm also going to follow up with that student to make sure that they're completely satisfied with my service, so I can represent Gateway respectfully.
Sure. But then Sabrina, and I'm going to let Tammy enter in here, but I'm just going to ask one question of Sabrina, and let's see if she has some perspective on this. When a student approaches you and wants to get some information about just what we talked about earlier, if that male student comes up, he's not quite sure, got a strong interest in carpentry, not sure that he wants to do that for a living, full-time. How do you make a determination as to whether that student is a potential NTO student, or what kind of advice do you give them at that point to identify what direction would be best for them, Sabrina?
Well, if it's an adult student here on campus who is not quite sure about which program of interest that they would like to go into, what we would do is refer them to another expert, which would be our career counselor.
Uh-huh.
However, once the student determines which program that they would like to go into and is connected with the new student specialist, in turn, we work very well with our support specialist, and they would be able to make that determination, like Ken himself
So you would make a direct referral to Ken, for example, to talk
correct.
About some of the potential. Because mm-hmm. again, you see television shows right now and design this and specialty that, and you've got people creating groupings in outdoor living rooms and so forth for seasonal use and whatnot. And I think that with all the potential and all the great things they're doing in horticulture here, that would be a slam dunk natural. And I'm going to let Dr. Tammy talk, though. She had something to add earlier, and I want to make sure we get to it.
Just piggybacking off of what Ken and Sabrina have said, in our division, we call it helping the student make a connection. And so I just wanted to put that out there. I know our supervisor, our vice president of student success division, would be very proud to hear that. But it really is about helping that prospective student make a connection to the right expert. Mm-hmm. And so if Ken sees them in the hallway wandering or not quite sure where they should go, and we all know that the new student specialist team is located in student services on all three of our campuses, then Ken would greet that student and then walk them down and help them make that connection to that new student specialist. And then from there, if we discover that they are a student who is in NTO, or they are a student who is a veteran, or they are a student with a disability, then the new student specialist would connect them to all of those different experts at one time or make sure they have that information. It really is that connection of navigating the entire process.
And navigation was the next word I was going to use, so that at some point someone's going to make sure that they connect the dots and make sure they're directed appropriately. I think also that speaks to something that Gateway Technical College has an advantage at, and Angie addressed it very, very directly and nicely, that because you are studying to obtain skills in a technical area here, I think it speaks well to the professors and the staff that's here, the people in the classroom, that you create an interest for lifelong learning and see the importance of that access to continue on to the baccalaureate level if you choose. And that's, again, something I believe that's very strong and that's apparent here at Gateway Technical College. Now, what planning provisions are available? And Tammy talked to it for just a little bit. And what planning provisions are available for students with disabilities? And if we could touch on the 504 plan process just briefly, I think that would be very, very helpful.
Sure. So as I mentioned, if a student does disclose to a new student specialist, sometimes they choose to bring their paperwork with them that may show documentation of their disability. That always helps. If they don't have that, they can still go ahead and, as an adult student, it is their responsibility to disclose that they may have a disability and need some extra support. And because we are an institution that welcomes all learners, we would then lead them to the disability support specialist team. And so that team is responsible for assessing that documentation, reviewing that, and then having a discussion with that adult student regarding maybe the differences that what they received as far as accommodations in the high school setting. Or if they're an adult learner and they've never received any kind of support for their disability, then we would explain to them that we're going to write this particular, we call them disability support summaries.
Okay.
And so in the college setting, that's what we call it here.
As opposed to a 504, which
yes.
refers to Section 504 of the Americans with Disabilities Act.
Yes. Okay. And so that summary would be written mm-hmm. up based on the documentation that we have received on their disability. So if mm-hmm. they are a student who has a learning disability or attention deficit, we have a wide variety of disability areas that we serve. That summary would be written up. Mm-hmm. And at that same time, that disability instructor would discuss with them the potential or the possible accommodations that could be offered to them. That student would be expected to provide their actual schedule, so mm-hmm. they would come with their schedule, and then
okay.
from there they're able to have a conversation with the disability instructor about maybe a note taker would be needed for this class, or yes, I'm going to need extended time for another particular class. But it really is an exchange and discussion mm-hmm. about the best possible learning options for that student and how they can be successful.
So depending on the whether this is a non-traditional adult student who's coming into Gateway Technical College after high school's been over for a while, they're going to have different needs as far as having that 504 plan developed, as opposed to a high school student who has an individual education plan, an IEP, and at that point someone can look at that and really translate it back, basically go from the IEP, which is the part of the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, and transfer that or modify and otherwise adjust that, if you want to call it, into a 504 plan. So it's the process could be different depending on the kind of student, whether they do the application first. It almost sounds like for someone, the student that you were just describing, Dr. Tammy, that this after they are registered and get classes, then they might see someone to get some assistance with their 504 plan and make some adjustments from there.
That would be our ideal approach, that it happens that way and that we get them from the new student specialist, but it doesn't always happen that way, Chuck. I'll be honest with you.
Absolutely.
And we also have, you know, kind of our mantra in student success that any entry point that the student comes into us, let's say they meet Ken first and they have not talked to the new student specialist, they have not talked to disability support yet. Doesn't matter. Ken already knows our entire division and all the experts that they would need to connect with. And so then from that person.
Any entry point is the proper entry point.
There you go.
Well put.
We're here
to
serve. So at any point where they start or connect with someone, we'll go from there.
Okay. Are there any other students that you would, or student profiles that you would care to talk about or characterize at this point that maybe we didn't talk about? I don't know if there are any other if you have students that are coming from immigrants, for example, coming from other countries or being relocated from other places, is it difficult for people moving from different geographic areas to access Gateway?
Well, Ken didn't describe his other half of his job besides NTL, but he also oversees the Step Up program, and that's a unique group of students, so he probably could share with you.
We're going to allow him to do that now. You weren't going to get off the spot. you said it earlier, and I did want to have an opportunity. This is a great segue. Tell us a little bit about Step Up.
Oh, like I mentioned before, non-traditional occupations is program specific for gender, male or female. But the Step Up program is open to everyone. And I like that because anyone can be a part of this program. It's basically been going for any participant that's unemployed or underemployed. There's a difference between the two. Mm-hmm. Unemployed is basically you don't have a job. Unemployed is basically you're working, but you're not making enough to make ends meet. And it's also for participants that are single parents who are working inside of the home, providing unpaid services to their family members.
Okay.
For example, for that is, you know, basically just giving them all their specific needs they need to live, everyday things they need to live, taking care of them inside of the home. Mm-hmm. So what I do is I work with those students to make sure that they get the tools and things that they need to be successful. What I do is I start off with them. I get to know them first. You want to make them at ease, see what their tools are, that they do have, and try to exceed on those things. Mm-hmm. They're going to come in with some strengths, and they're also going to come in with some weaknesses. So we want to attack those right away. We start off with giving them a strengths quest survey so I can find out what their strengths are, and I just continue to add on to that. Mm-hmm. We help them with their resume and cover letter, and I also partner with the career counselors to help with that as well. Our main goal is to make sure they stay in school, retain mm-hmm. them, make them graduate, and find a job. That's my main goal.
Wonderful. Well, I'll go back to Sabrina because sometimes students, not intentionally, sometimes things get distracted this time of year. There's prom. There's other distractions and other thoughts. Is it too late for a student to consider going to Gateway in September? And I'll toss it back to her College Connection Coach hat.
Well, we always say it's never too late. We don't have the deadlines of some of the four-year universities we have. We do have open enrollment. However, you do have to be accepted into a program based off a certain criteria. So what I tell a lot of the high school students who are busy with the prom or just trying to get ready to graduate is once they are ready, we will walk them through the process and through all the steps. It's not going to be an easy thing that they can do overnight. It does take some time, but we will certainly help them with the next step, whichever semester and whatever classes are open. So it's
so
still time.
What would be the next step then for someone to say, you know what, I've finally made that decision and I'm just going to go. I'll see you in September on campus. And but what would you tell them to do next?
Well, first I would have to walk them through the admissions process. So I would see if, you know, which program of study have they decided is going to be a good fit for them for their career. Then I would walk them through the admissions process and go from there.
and get the application done.
We would do the online application.
Okay. Are all applications online, or can someone who's not real strong with technology, or maybe a little bit nervous, or hasn't had the most experience with it, are they able to do it with paper, or does someone assist someone to submit that application online?
We do currently do all of our applications online, unless we do have student with disability that we require paper application. Obviously, we allow that. But if they're not strong in technical skills, we have the new student specialists or our frontline staff help walk them through that and guide them through it. It's a fairly easy, user-friendly form that we did put online. So most people who thought it was going to be bad always tell me, oh, this was easy.
Yeah.
So it's nothing that's too fairly complicated for our students, but we definitely have someone there to assist them through the whole process.
Wonderful. And that was Angie, and she did catch us up on that, and it's very, very important to know. Because some people at a certain point are going to be saying, oh, it's too late. It can be a source of despair or a defeating kind of a sense. And now I saw something downstairs as I came in. There's a Visit Gateway open house for those people that want to learn more, or perhaps you can clarify, someone can clarify what that event on July 21st is. If someone just gets really fired up and says, oh, I never knew Gateway had all this, I am all in, I'm going. Is that too late?
No, that's actually probably why Gateway does them in July.
Okay, July 21st, that's from 3 to 7. Tell us a little bit more about this event. They're colorful cards. It looks very festive.
It is. It's a great big party here for us at Gateway. So what we
now,
does
Sabrina bring the dance team out there for that?
She brings a DJ. We do get a DJ for these events. So, and you know, we have lots of people and lots of fun dancing and food. But really what these events are is to let students know that it's not too late to get registered for our fall session. And we bring all of our experts in from all of our sides, along with our program chairs and all of our programs. So the student has everything at their hands in that four-hour time slot to get all the questions answered they may need. They can apply, they can meet with an advisor, they can do financial aid, they can meet the program chairs, they can talk to their fellow students. So it's really just having an all-in-one location for them. And we do them on all three campuses.
Wonderful. And that'll be publicized in the community at some point.
Yes, we do. The marketing department takes care of highly publicizing that for us in the community.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. Today we've been, and Ken, did you have something else to add?
Yeah, those events are my favorite events. I like to try to go to all events if I can, if my schedule allows me. Mm-hmm. It just gives me the chance to meet new students, promote my programs, and get them interested in coming to Gateway.
Wonderful. Well, today we've been visiting with our guests, Dr. Tammy Summers, Ken Riley, Sabrina Morgan-Hill, and Angie Becerra-Wielicek, all from Gateway Technical College. And they serve various campus sites in southeastern Wisconsin and support those students that are looking to come to Gateway. I've enjoyed the time, and I'm very, very grateful for the time that our guests have allowed, certainly out of their busy schedule. And at least until next time, I thank you for listening, because education matters.
I'm Gregory Berg. There's no morning show on Monday because of Memorial Day, but on Tuesday, we welcome into our studios Dr. Sue Savaglio-Jarvis, superintendent of the Kenosha Unified School District, and with her will be Tamara Coleman, president of the KUSD School Board. We invite you to listen. Support comes from Carthage College, welcoming Green Bay Packers running back Eddie Lacy on May 29th as part of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America's Greater Milwaukee Synod Assembly. Tickets available at eventbrite.com. You've been listening to Education Matters, heard each Saturday morning at 10:30 on WGTD HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva. Archive programs are available on our website, WGTD.org.
I have often walked down this street before, but the pavement always stayed beneath my feet before.
24/7 jazz on WGTD HD2. Jazz, swing, blues, bop, and more, airing right now on HD2. For more information, go to WGTD.org or dial 564-3030.
They're lilac trees.
This is WGTD HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva. You're listening to Community Matters, a program that highlights various local issues and organizations. It's co-hosted by Len Iaquinta, a nonprofit manager, fundraiser, and consultant, WGTD Walworth County correspondent Jim McClure, and by Marlo Harmon, a lifelong Racine resident who's currently employed as an addiction counselor at Racine Correctional Institution. And now, here's today's host.
And good Saturday morning to you. This is Jim McClure, and my guest on Community Matters this week is Ann Sperry Connors of the returning Belfry Music Theater. Ann, welcome to Community Matters.
Thank you, Jim.